KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Daytime highs approaching 55 this afternoon under sunny skies, southerly winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Lows level off around 39. Tonight, cloudy skies expected. Overcast tomorrow. Mixed precipitation possible at times. Highs level off around 41. A dusting of snow tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 48.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, Kansas State University is working on some new renovations and relocations of their milling, baking, and feed science buildings, as Kansas State has emerged as one of the world's most foremost locations for global food systems and biosecurity innovations through their agriculture departments.
What we hope to do is really stimulate even a greater degree of multidisciplinary collaboration. What we're all about in the college is solving world food problems and stimulating economic activity here in the state of Kansas in the industry that leads the state, and that would be food and agriculture.
That was Ernie Minton, the Dean of Agriculture at K-State on WIBW, where he says they have received $25 million in state dollars, along with another $75 million from key stakeholders, including the Farm Bureau.
Farm Bureau, to help us with that $75 million, committed $5 million, the largest single gift that group has provided for a project.
Mid-America Network News.
We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
The leaves outside are falling, and so are the prices at Midwest Kia. Have you fallen out of love with your current ride? Now is the time to fall in love all over again with a brand new Kia Forte, K5, Soul, Sportage, or Telluride from Midwest Kia. Fall in love with a new 2023 Kia of your choice, or choose from our large selection of used vehicles. Fall in love with our fair pricing, and fall in love with the industry-leading Kia 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Fall in love with a simple, transparent, and fast car buying experience that makes Midwest Kia a better way to buy. Midwest Kia at Kellogg and Tyler Road or MidwestKia.com. And remember,
we want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
The Wyandotte County Sheriff's Office has officially identified the body that was found last week at Wyandotte County Lake. As WIBW reports that the man has been identified as Ahmed Abdulkadir of Kansas City. His body was found on Tuesday afternoon when police went to the lake located near Interstate 435 and Leavenworth Road after someone called it in regarding a body in the lake. The cause of death is still unknown as the investigation is still ongoing, and anyone with information can call Crime Stoppers at 816-474-TIPS. In other news, a Sunday morning accident has left one individual dead and another individual injured on I-135 in Harvey County. KWCH News reports the event happened just after midnight on Sunday when 45-year-old Jeremy Sagerty of Wichita, Kansas, was traveling north in the southbound lane. He then collided with another vehicle that was driven by 50-year-old Christian Walker of California. Sagerty died from his injuries. Walker was taken to a Wichita hospital with suspected minor injuries. The investigation on the incident is still ongoing. Mid-America Network News.
Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville is your reliable automotive repair shop. Servicing engines and transmissions, ACs, radiators, exhausts, and diagnostic checks. Did you know Dane's does tires? Carrying all major brands and sizes from trucks, ATVs, trailer, and farm implements, Dane's Automotive and Tire has you covered. With over 85 years combined experience, your locally owned and trusted repair and tire shop is Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, Nebraska Governor Pete Ricketts has officially appointed Sheridan County Attorney Aaron Kahn of Rushville, Nebraska, to succeed Judge Russ Hartford as 12th Judicial District County Judge of Chadron. The Panhandle News Channel Nebraska reports that Kahn will be based in Chadron to handle cases from Banner, Box Butte, Cheyenne, Dawes, Dual, Garden, Grant, Kimball, Morrill, Scottsbluff, Sheridan, and Sioux counties. He is a graduate of Creighton University School of Law back in 2011 and has practiced in Omaha for a year and a half before moving to the Panhandle as an associate at Smith & King Law from Gordon. In other news, the Chadron City Council has given themselves a pay raise with the new council that will be sworn in on December 5th. The Panhandle News Channel Nebraska reports it is the first raise for the city council members in many years, bumping up pay near 20% or $480. Council members receive $2,880 in salaries, with the mayor making $3,480.
During November, we're celebrating Yes-Member with savings and discounts all month long at Rusty Eck Ford. Yes, all new Fords in stock priced under MSRP, up to $3,800 off. Yes, we have discounts available when you order your new Ford with us, too. Yes, we'll take anything in on trade, no matter what you owe and no matter what it is. Yes, we will get you the finance option that fits your needs. Yes, Rusty Eck Ford has what you're looking for with over 300 new and pre-owned vehicles available. We're making it easy to say yes to your new Ford with big discounts up to $3,800 under MSRP. Top dollar for any trade and financing options for everyone. At Rusty Eck Ford, Wichita's only President's Award-winning dealer, 2 years running. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. Rusty Eck Ford at RustyEckFord.com. Prices plus tax and fees, all BBC dealers, stock number 22T518, MSRP 59780, sale price 55929. Cannot be combined with other offers with approved credit. Negative equity could affect financing terms and approval. Negative equity will carry over to new purchase. Excludes Raptor, Tremor, GT500, and Bronco. Offers expire at month end.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners last week discussed salary adjustments and cost of living raises for 2023. Considering how much an 8 or a 10% increase would cost, including salaries and payroll expenses. The board also discussed adjusting health insurance employee shares in the future. Commissioners voted 2-1 to approve a 10% salary increase effective January 1st, excluding Public Works Administrator, County Health Nurse, and Agency on Aging Director because of their salary adjustments during 2022. Commissioner Barb Kiekhafer voted no, questioning a full 10% versus an 8% increase due to increased health and benefit costs, noting that Marshall County funds 88% of family premiums. Many entities cover only a single plan with employee participation for family plans. They also approved the 2023 meeting schedule, payroll dates, and holidays. A Zoom conference with county bankers is planned Tuesday to gauge interest with financial advisors as to funding a proposed jail construction project. General election ballots were canvassed, and a coin toss found Jim Taphorn for Richland Township Clerk. His race was tied with Gary Bergman. In the only contested race among filed candidates for Township Clerk, it was confirmed that Brett Parker defeated Mark Obermeyer by 2 votes in Waterville Township, 143-141. Washington County Commissioners drew names for 4 Township Clerk positions that were tied at the general election due to write-in votes. Those drawn were Doug Gurley, Charleston, Bob Allen in Grant, David Cruz in Independence, and Ryan Wieters in Lincoln Township. An employee advisory committee has been reorganized in Nemahal County to help with communication between commissioners and county employees. They last week suggested consideration of changing to a paid time off system instead of a sick day and vacation system. An Atchison man, Dr. John Epley, has announced he will challenge State Senator Dennis Pyle of Hiawatha, whose district includes Nemahal and a portion of Marshall County, if Pyle files for re-election in 2024. Dennis Pyle was defeated as an independent candidate for governor this past election. Investigation continues into an early Thanksgiving morning murder north of Marysville. 57-year-old Jennifer Brown died as a result of gunshot wounds, and her husband, Gerald L. Brown, was subsequently arrested for first-degree murder after he had called authorities to a home at 1070 Granite Road about 2:30 a.m. last Thursday. Upon arrival, Jennifer Brown was found dead at the scene, and the Marshall County Sheriff's Office requested assistance from the Kansas Bureau of Investigation. Gerald Brown remains in custody in the Marshall County Jail with charges pending. Annual Frankfort Giving Day is Tuesday, with 34 organizations soliciting donations, which will qualify for nearly $43,000 in matching funds. Details are online at frankfortgives.com, where contributions will also be accepted. Those can be mailed with a postmark by Tuesday to the Frankfort Community Foundation, Box 186 in Frankfort, or can be left in person Tuesday from 7 a.m. until 5:30 p.m. at the Allstat Gallery in Frankfort. Marshall County Partnership for Growth will host a reception for Ellen Barber, who has announced she's leaving the post of executive director. The event begins Tuesday at 7 p.m. at the Arts Center in Marysville. Barber was a guest on our public affairs program this past weekend and appreciated the opportunity to work with our communities.
I think that how I've been able to work with businesses to expand them or grow them. Those turn out to be my favorite because I get to work with the people. I get to see their success and enjoy their success and see the city become successful.
Ellen Barber will highlight the efforts and progress made at the meeting Tuesday evening.
When we have the meeting on next Tuesday, actually it's more of a party. When we have the party on Tuesday, I'm going to go through each city and all the way from Summerfield, Axtell, Vermilion, you know, Frankfort, every part of the county, and just show our footprint there.
James W. Jim Connect, age 73, of Marysville, passed away Saturday. Massive Christian burial Wednesday, 10:30 at St. Gregory's Catholic Church in Marysville. Burial in the church cemetery. Rosary service Tuesday evening at 7 at the church. Visitation Tuesday, 10 until 5 at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville. In charge of arrangements for Jim Connect. Ella Mae Hargo, age 88, of Marysville, passed away Thursday. Funeral service Thursday, 11 a.m. at the Winifred Baptist Church. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation Wednesday, noon until 8. Family will greet friends Wednesday, 6:30 until 8. At the Christy Anders Funeral Home in Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Ella Mae Hargo.
At United Bank and Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between, you can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank and Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Frank Chiropractic Center in Marysville welcomes new patients. Dr. Michael Frank can evaluate, diagnose, and recommend treatment options that can alleviate pain, trigger your body's ability to heal, and work to ensure your optimal health and wellness. Call or stop by today for your appointment. With Frank Chiropractic Center, 15th and Broadway, phone 562-3054.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Temperatures staying on the warmer side today before a large cold front starts to move through on Tuesday, bringing cooler temperatures and a chance for some rain and snow showers. Cooler temperatures will stick around on Wednesday before slightly warming up throughout Thursday and Friday. Typically for late November, we can expect to see highs in the mid-40s and lower 50s. For today's forecast, sunshine with our highs in the mid to upper 50s. South winds between 5 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Temperatures will start to shift overnight tonight, staying mostly cloudy with our lows in the mid-20s and lower 40s. A cold front will start to move through on Tuesday, a slight chance for some rain and snow showers, staying cloudy and breezy with our highs in the lower 30s and lower 50s. Northwest winds between 5 and 15 and gusting as high as 30. Staying very chilly over Tuesday night, mostly cloudy skies with our lows in the mid to upper teens. Northwest winds still between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 30. And sunny and cooler on Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature, late November 49, record high on this date 73. The average low 27 and the record low 9 below zero. Sunrise this morning 7:25, sunset this evening 5:06. Around a quarter inch, most of the rain gauges on Saturday across the region.
Is your backyard an appealing spot for birds to spend this winter? We will look at some bare necessities today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Save up to 75% off preferred home and office products with Office Depot. Special package pricing with Lifeline screenings. Exclusive savings on post-frame buildings with QSI. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans. And enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
Turn cherished photos into beautiful canvas prints and custom gifts with canvasprints.com. Just upload your image, select your product and size, and check out to create the perfect printer gift for everyone on your list. Use code PODCAST25 at canvasprints.com to get 25% off your entire order of artist quality canvas prints, metal prints, and custom gifts. Why not get started on holiday shopping now and give truly personalized gifts that turn special moments into lasting memories? Canvasprints.com and use code PODCAST25 for 25% off your entire order.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, November 28th, the 332nd day of the year. Founder of Motown Records, Berry Gordy Jr. was born on this day. If your feathered friends have abandoned your backyard feeder, it may be time to examine the necessities for overwintering birds. Is there a ready supply of clean water? In freezing weather, change it frequently or consider a heated bird bath. Are there places to shelter in bad weather? Densely needled evergreens are an ideal cover from blustery winter winds. Aside from your feeder, are there other food sources? Insects, grubs, caterpillars, and spiders are also an important part of their diet. And if you haven't deadheaded fall flowers, allow the seed heads to stand. Birds love to swoop in for a quick snack. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Ag Buildings provides safe storage and working space for farm shops and machinery. Inline Construction offers wood or steel frame ag buildings, complete and finished to your specifications. Call today for a quote and let them get started. For ag buildings, demolition, concrete, and construction work, count on Inline Construction. Find them and see their recent projects on their Facebook page.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. I'm Andy Hoosier. Another big weekend in football for the state of Kansas across the board. We'll start off with the Kansas City Chiefs at the national level as the Chiefs with a low-scoring game but a victory nonetheless take on the L.A. Rams and win on Sunday 26-10. It was slow-moving going into the half, but the Chiefs did pull it off. Going into the half 13-3, Chiefs came back strong in the third quarter again, scoring one more touchdown before the Rams finally got their one TD in the fourth quarter. That puts the Rams 3-8 overall for the season and still the bottom of the NFC West. The Chiefs maintain their number one slot in the AFC West, sitting 9-2 now for the season. They now head on the road next weekend to take on the Cincinnati Bengals with a kickoff at 3:25. In college football, it was the big anticipated Sunflower Showdown as the number 13 Kansas State Wildcats squared up against the Kansas Jayhawks, and the Wildcats dominated the game overall, sitting 47-27 with the final score. The Wildcats came out strong, putting 23 points on the board in the first quarter alone. Kansas State remains number two in the Big 12 Conference with conference play at 7-2.
During November, we're celebrating Yes November with savings and discounts all month long at Rusty Eck Ford. Yes, all new Fords in stock priced under MSRP, up to $3,800 off. Yes, we have discounts available when you order your new Ford with us too. Yes, we'll take anything in on trade, no matter what you owe and no matter what it is. Yes, we will get you the finest option that fits your needs. Yes, Rusty Eck Ford has what you're looking for with over 300 new and pre-owned vehicles available. We're making it easy to say yes to your new Ford with big discounts up to $3,800 under MSRP. Top dollar for any trade and financing options for everyone. At Rusty Eck Ford, Wichita's only President's Award winning dealer, 2 years running. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. Rusty Eck Ford at RustyEckFord.com.
Prices plus tax and fees, all Visa dealer stock number 22T518, MSRP 59780, sale price 55929. Cannot be combined with other offers with approved credit. Negative equity could affect financing terms and approval. Negative equity will carry over to new purchase. Excuse Raptor, Trevor, GT500, and Bronco. Offers expire at month end.
College basketball is back underway in Kansas this evening as the Kansas Jayhawks went into the Thanksgiving break with a three-day tournament and finally falling on Friday night to number 22 Tennessee, 64-50. The tournament started with the number 3 Jayhawks winning over North Carolina State, 82-74. That was on Wednesday last week, followed by their victory over Wisconsin, 69-68, with that one-point victory on Thursday, Thanksgiving Day. Friday finally falling to Tennessee. Kansas right now is number 4 in the Big 12 Conference with no conference play, but sitting 6-1 for their overall record. Their tip-off tonight is at 7 p.m. against Texas Southern. In Wildcat basketball, they're still working through their week-long break as they won over LSU on Wednesday last week, 61-59. That was at the Cayman Islands Classic. They're not back at it again until Wednesday this week against Butler with tip-off on Wednesday evening at 5:30. Kansas State right now is sitting atop the Big 12 Conference at 6-0 in overall play. They again have not had any conference play games yet. And finally, Wichita State Shocker basketball pulled out a victory on Saturday, taking on Tarleton State and winning 83-71. They have a new tip-off on Tuesday against Missouri.
Kansas State Football Championship Saturday. In six-man action, Cunningham took Ashland 38-16. Eight-man Division II, Axtell a repeat state title over Thunder Ridge 76-28. Eight-man D1, Wichita County over Little River 54-36. 1A, St. Mary's outlasted Inman 44-41. 2A, Nemahal Central took Kingman's 33-17. 3A, Andale over Holton 28-0. 4A Bishop Mays over Wamego 35-14. 5A Mill Valley over Mays 28-14. And in 6A, Manhattan took Gardner-Edgerton 21-20 in double OT.
The Axtell Eagles, a second straight perfect season, finished 13-0, winning a back-to-back state title in 8-man Division II, knocking off Thunder Ridge Longhorns 76-28 on the 45-point rule with 3:43 to play in the third quarter. It was a back-and-forth battle early on with six lead changes, down to about the five-minute mark in the first half. Then it was four straight Axtell touchdowns to take a 54-28 lead to the locker room. Two of those scores came in the final minute of the first half. Axtell would score all three second-half touchdowns, winning 76-28, ending Thunder Ridge season at 11-2. Axtell defeated Thunder Ridge in the semifinals last year. The two teams have met 3 years back-to-back in postseason action. This one, for all the marbles, is Axtell goes undefeated, winning 8-man D2, 76-28 over Thunder Ridge Saturday. Reporting for KNDY Sports, I'm Bruce Dierking.
Catch Kansas Jayhawk basketball tonight on KNDY 95.5. Jayhawk basketball live on KNDY 95.5.
Have a bit of fun and grow kitchen scraps into new plants. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Take a look in the pantry for a bit of inspiration and free resources. Those baking potatoes and sweet potatoes starting to sprout are a good place to start. The Irish potatoes are tubers, and the sprouts or eyes are the beginning of new plants. Cut the potato into several pieces with one or two eyes per section. Plant them in a well-drained potting mix. Sweet potatoes are tuberous roots with the new growth coming from the buds or eyes at the top of the fleshy root. Plant the whole tuberous root or just the top few inches with the growing point intact. Keep the potting mix moist for both. Once rooted, grow in a sunny window and water thoroughly and often enough to keep the soil slightly moist. Then wait for the leaves to appear. Once your sweet potato starts to grow, you can take cuttings and start new plants. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Want to increase your gardening skills and grow beautiful and productive gardens? The Great Courses, How to Grow Anything, DVD series can help. As host of this series, I show you how to design, plant, and maintain gorgeous gardens. So join me in becoming the best gardener you can be. The Four Great Courses, How to Grow Anything DVD sets cover such topics as container gardening, landscape design, food gardening, and more. Visit MelindaMyers.com for more details. Nothing says holidays like a poinsettia. Make this year's celebration brighter than ever with Poinsettia Poinsettias. You'll enjoy vibrant colors from the whitest white to beautiful shades of pink and red. Poinsettia's compact size and abundant flowers put on quite a display in any holiday decor. Brighten tabletops and mantles with poinsettias or use them as a centerpiece and create instant ambience. Purchase Poinsettia Poinsettias at your favorite garden center, big box store, and other plant retailer.
He grew up in the heart of the Midwest, but during World War II, his life at sea would become one of the most important stories of survival to ever be told. His amazing story is today's edition of The American Countryside.
A ProBox has enough seed to plant 125 acres of corn. Now, if you wanted to put 40 pounds of nitrogen on those acres, you'd need 1,200 gallons of anhydrous or 1,700 gallons of UAN or 5 tons of urea. But what if that amount of nitrogen was already on your seed? Pivot Bio is now putting nitrogen on seed. The first company to ever apply nitrogen on seed. The nitrogen you need now on seed from Pivot Bio. Learn more at pivotbio.com.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Paul Murphy grew up in Chillicothe, Missouri, and was drafted 2 weeks after he graduated high school in 1943. The Navy took Murphy, and that was all right with him.
I thought water would be a lot better than muddy trenches.
After naval training, he was placed aboard the USS Indianapolis.
The USS Indianapolis was probably the most beautiful ship in the Navy. It was commissioned in 1932, and during peacetime, it was used as a ship of state for Franklin Delano Roosevelt.
It served as the flagship of the fleet in the Marianas Islands campaign.
and it was later a part of the Battle of Iwo Jima, an island Murphy remembers well.
It was 7.5 miles long. They had 22,000 Japanese on there. They were only driven out of their tunnels and caves by the Marines carrying flamethrowers to the entrances. We needed that island for the airfield that was on there.
The destruction of Japanese kamikazes was a very real threat during the Battle of Iwo Jima.
We were attacked by 6 kamikazes. One of them got through and crashed on the main deck. His bomb and his engine went through all decks and exploded under the ship, blew a large hole in the ship. We were dead in the water.
9 men were killed in that attack, and the Indianapolis was towed to a nearby island for repairs. More next time as we travel the countryside in Broomfield, Colorado. I'm Andrew McCray.
There will be an auction including vehicles, tractors, power tools, and miscellaneous for the Lawrence Tony Starr Trust Saturday, December 3rd. Sale begins at 10 a.m., half mile north of U.S. 36 on 6th Road at the Herkimer Corner. Vehicles sell at noon and include a 27 Chevy fire truck. It runs 30,000 miles, 2002 Ford Ranger four-wheel drive extended cab pickup, 78 Ford F-250 custom pickup, 59 Ford Ranch Wagon, 2 Lincoln cars, a Kawasaki side-by-side 4x4, Kawasaki four-wheeler needs work. Tractors include a New Holland T2320 tractor with loader, John Deere 2210 diesel with loader, also selling a high-wheel wagon with spring seat, power tools, and miscellaneous. This auction for the Lawrence Tony Starr Trust Saturday, December 3rd, begins at 10 a.m., half mile north of U.S. 36 on 6th Road at the Herkimer Corner. Olmsted and Sandstrom will be the auctioneers.
If you raise a specialty product, a local chef probably wants it. Hi, I'm Jody Hinke. Learn how your products might fit a particular menu and connect with a chef as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
Small farmers that raise specialty produce and livestock can benefit from positioning their products well. One good way to do this is to approach chefs within your community. Chef David Guas is the owner of Bayou Bakery Coffee Bar and Eatery in Arlington, Virginia. Much of what he sources for his restaurant comes from farms in Virginia, Pennsylvania, and Maryland. He recommends growers study a restaurant's approach, understand what chefs need for their menus, and be respectful.
To come in unannounced and then expect time with the chef is sort of a no-no. So maybe bring product in. That's always a winner. You know, chefs get real excited about maybe a little bit of a smorgasbord of some root vegetables or what have you and say, you know, here's my business card. Here, this is on the house. Play around with it. Tell me what you think. I'm at the market every Saturday. I'd love your business. End of story.
Chefs want to foster relationships with growers. Guas is a frequent visitor to his source farms and says chefs also do their homework by studying farm websites, checking seasonal rotation, and learning about farm practices.
I go to different stands, different farms, And then I learn more about the individual. Is this a co-op? Is this private family owned? Is it part of an intern program with a local college? You know, what are they a part of? What do they believe in? I can buy mustard greens and collards from anybody, but if I get along with the individual, there's chemistry there and they're doing everything that I believe in. I generally don't keep company with people that aren't producing quality products.
Once you establish relationships with chefs, there might be greater opportunities in store. For example, Guas wanted the hot sauces at his eatery to be more distinctive, so he asked a local farmer to grow specific types of peppers for him. Find more tips for approaching chefs at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Be thou my vision, O Lord of my heart. Not be all else to me, save that thou.
The messages you see and hear every day on the TV, the internet, the radio, telling you that if you just buy this car, this smartphone, or this outfit, you'll be happier and life will be easier.
Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. Well, you know money can't buy happiness, but the appeal of something new can be hard to resist. So how can you stay content in a world that tells you you always need more? One solution is gratitude. When you're tempted to buy something you don't need, stop. Think about everything you're thankful for. When I do this, a feeling of contentment overwhelms me. I realize that the latest thing doesn't add value to my life. What does are my relationships, my family, and a God who cares for me. The next time you're tempted by the ads or promotions, think about what you're grateful for. Offer up a little prayer of thanksgiving while you're at it. This will help you live a more content, confident, and generous life.
Rural America is job one for the USDA Rural Development Program. That's next on Farm to Fork. Cab to cab, season to season, there's only one way to do it all on your farm. Ag Leader It. Ag Leader offers the complete package of year-round precision farming tools to help you steer it, plant it, apply it, harvest it, and manage it more efficiently and profitably. For every farm and every field activity, Ag Leader It. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com for more information.
Who mapped the soybean genome? You did. Yes, you. Better varieties are on the way. Today's soybean farmers, that's you, are achieving big breakthroughs in seed. How? By pooling your resources through your Soy Checkoff. Your Soy Checkoff research sequenced the soybean genome to help seed companies and other researchers bring better varieties faster to your operation. See all the ways your Soy Checkoff is moving soy forward for you at unitedsoybean.org/hopper.
At a Senate Ag Committee hearing concerning the next farm bill, USDA Undersecretary for Rural Development, Xochitl Torres-Small, offered why her program deserves farm bill support.
When rural development is at its best, we're doing three key things. One is responding to a clear local vision through partnerships. Two, making it easy for communities to access our support, no matter where they are. And three, addressing local challenges effectively through modern, resilient infrastructure.
Torres Small says rural development is on a self-improvement quest.
Rural people deserve ease of access through streamlined applications and technical assistance, which help communities get support no matter how small or understaffed they are. Easier access to federal support is at its core about modernizing rural development. That means improving our own internal infrastructure so we can help rural communities build their infrastructure. It includes updating our technology, our systems, and having enough people on the ground. It also means increasing our ability to be flexible in our programs. When rural development is at its best, rural people prosper so that all of America can.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
The greatest investment a company can make is their employees. To kick off Landall's 60th year in business, they've implemented a wage increase of $1.25 per hour. Landall offers stable, permanent, full, and part-time employment with many occupation paths to choose from. Competitive wages, career advancement, and a wide range of benefits that include $2 per hour shift differential, 4% attendance bonus, promotions, raises, longevity, profit sharing, and Christmas bonus, paid time off, holidays, as well as comprehensive health insurance, $500 deductible, with vision, dental, company-paid life, short-term, long-term disability insurance, 401k with company contribution, a safety glass and footwear allowance and fuel allowance, plus weekly paychecks. Check out the many opportunities available online at Landall.com or phone 785-562-5381 to apply. Help make their 60th year the best one yet. An equal opportunity employer, vets and disabilities welcome.
Ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. Well, you know, it's no surprise that federal interest rates have skyrocketed, and so have the cost of ag inputs. Pinion Ag Business Advisor Thomas Etheri says expenses are coming to an end this year, but there's some major areas that are coming in over budget.
Fuel is a big one. As we all know and saw firsthand, fuel costs rose tremendously. As we're tying out our numbers, overall, it looks like we will be around 8 to 12% over budget. And then there's obviously additional factors depending on what geographical location your operation is located, as far as irrigation, grain drying and trucking. Those are all major costs that can affect those numbers throughout an operation.
Interest rates, crop inputs, and equipment repairs all came in over budget as well.
Repairs, we originally budgeted about 15% to 20% overall increase of our budget year over year, and it looks like we're going to end up around 30% over due to supply chain shortages and cost of inflation. For the most part, seed and fertilizer costs were locked in ahead of this year's planting season. The bigger issues were the additional products that were added to the blends and the availability of certain chemicals after we'd already started. And then we have interest rates. Cash flow needs are increasing due to demand for locking in prepays at decent prices. We think this is probably the most expensive crop we've had on record in a long time. So farmers need to understand what the opportunity cost is for borrowing money.
Etherly says inflation is impacting everything on the farm.
Right now, everything a farming operation touches is inflated. Even though commodity prices are at an all-time high and higher than they've been in the past, it all comes down back to a farm's profit margin. And right now, the outlook is very thin for margin because of the inability to lock in some of our biggest costs in a profitable range.
Now, Pinion is helping farmers prepare for inflation rates that are predicted to remain high for the foreseeable future. And that's a look at your ag news on this Monday, November the 28th. I'm Jeff Akin. Have a magnificent Monday.
There's more at Seven Glands First Council Casino and Resort. More payday. Seven Glands awarded one winner a $50,000 grand prize in our progressive drawing. More jackpots. Over $4 million every month paid out in jackpots. More benefits. The more you play with your Seven Glands reward card, the more you earn. And more fun. Exciting concerts, unique events, and family getaways at our spacious hotel and indoor water park. There's more at Seven Glands First Council Casino and Resort. Highway 77 in Newkirk.
Hi, I'm Jeff Akin. Join me every weekday on the Mid-America Ag Network for the latest market updates, the most up-to-date ag news, interviews with the newsmakers, and market analysis. Whether you need the latest prices on grains, livestock, oil, or the stock market, you'll be informed with the latest information that affects you and your business. The Mid-America Ag Network is your source for the news and information that impacts the ag industry. Check out market information and ag news with me, Jeff Akin, every weekday on the Mid-America Ag Network.
Surprise the man in your life this Christmas with something he really wants: more power. Table saws, cordless drills, impacts, trimmers, and chainsaws. Perfect for gift giving, Hometown Lumber in Marysville and Axtell Lumber have Milwaukee and DeWalt power tools and accessories. Pull lasting holiday memories fresh from the flame of your new solo stove fire pit. Built for the backyard and beyond, and great for any age, make a solo stove from Hometown Lumber in Marysville the number one gift on your list this year.
Long-term productivity of a cattle herd depends on high conception rates. Focus on cow body condition and her nutritional program on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Have you heard of a good way to deter coyotes? What about a hay sleigh? Or how to get twice the light in your machine shed? These ideas were submitted to the All Around the Farm and Idea of the Month in Successful Farming magazine. If you have an idea for saving money, labor, or time that could offer a real solution to landowners, farmers, and ranchers, we'd like to hear it. Enter your quick fix or proven solution today at agriculture.com/idea entry. That's agriculture.com/idea entry. Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming magazine today.
Calf operation is for the cow to conceive and produce a calf every year. There are many factors that affect pregnancy rate. Good nutrition and healthy body condition are two of them. David Lawman is an extension beef cattle specialist and animal science professor at Oklahoma State University. He says to pay attention to her body condition score the day she calves. Cows should calve with a score of 5 and first calf heifers a score of 6.
Because that gives her the best opportunity to start her estrus cycle again. It needs to be within about 80 days or so if she's going to maintain a 365-day calving interval. Thin cows, on average, the postpartum interval will be extended or long. And so not as many cows will cycle prior to the beginning of the breeding season, and not as many cows will cycle early during the breeding season.
He says new research over the past few years would recommend not making dramatic changes to their nutritional program at the time of breeding and for about 45 days after.
So here's an example. People develop their heifers in a dry lot through the winter and maybe just keep them in there because it's convenient to synchronize and breed those heifers in the dry lot. And then as soon as they're bred in the springtime, kick them out on green pasture. That's a pretty radical change in their diet, and it's been shown to reduce conception rate. Modest change or gradual change in their diet turns out to be very important.
I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about factors and cattle conception rates at agriculture.com.
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop insurance protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that crop insurance provides. And rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. It is Monday, November the 28th. Here's what we're looking at right now. Corn for December, 667 and a quarter. That's down three quarters currently. March corn, 669 and three quarters. That's down 1.5. Kansas City wheat for December, 905 and a half. That's down 16 and a half. Kansas City wheat for March at 895 and a quarter. That's down 16 and three quarters. December oats at 387 and a half. That's down 2.75. March oats down 3 right now at 380 and three quarters. January soybeans on this Monday looking like this, 1454 and a half, that's up 18 and a quarter. Soybeans for March at 1459 and three quarters, that's up 17 and a quarter. Cotton for December, $80 and a nickel, that's down $1.29. Cotton for March at 79.16, that's down $1.02. Live cattle for December, 152.52, that's down 55 cents. Live cattle for February, 154.40, that's down 72 and a half cents. Feeder cattle for January, 177.12. That's down $1.17.5 currently. Feeder cattle for March at 180.82. That's down 72.5 cents. Crude oil for January, 77.26 per barrel right now. That's up 97 cents. Gold for December, 17.40 and 20 cents right now. That's down $13.70. Gold for February, 17.55.30. That's down $13.50. Silver for December, $20.91. That's down 52 cents. Silver for March at $21.12. And that's down 48 cents. Taking a look at the markets very quickly for you. The Dow right now down 340. S&P down 44. NASDAQ down 107. Markets have been down most of the day today so far. Let's look at your market information from the Mid-America Ag Network.
During November, we're celebrating Yes-Member with savings and discounts all month long at Rusty Eck Ford. Yes, all new Fords in stock priced under MSRP, up to $3,800 off. Yes, we have discounts available when you order your new Ford with us, too. Yes, we'll take anything in on trade, no matter what you owe and no matter what it is. Yes, we will get you the finance option that fits your needs. Yes, Rusty Eck Ford has what you're looking for with over 300 new and pre-owned vehicles available. We're making it easy to say yes to your new Ford with big discounts up to $3,800 under MSRP. Top dollar for any trade and financing options for everyone. At Rusty Eck Ford, Wichita's only President's Award-winning dealer, 2 years running. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. Rusty Eck Ford at RustyEckFord.com. Prices plus tax and fees, all BBC dealers, stock number 22T518, MSRP 59780, sale price 55939. Cannot be combined with other offers with approved credit. Negative equity could affect financing terms and approval. Negative equity will carry over to new purchase. Excludes Raptor, Tremor, GT500, and Bronco. Offers expire at month end.
Third Road Ag Sales features C-Tech Genetics Row Crop Seed. They're a small independent seed company offering soil-specific hybrids. Now offering the largest cash discounts in the industry at 13%. C-Tech corn hybrids are all full flex, allowing for lighter populations to be planted while maintaining quality yields.
On the soybean side, Third Road Ag carries varieties for all the popular trait packages. Learn more about better testing, better quality, more technology, and more genetics add up to more production and more profit for you. Contact John Hanke with Third Road Ag Sales today and don't miss the 13% cash discount now for a limited time.
Students at K-State are taking efforts to help preserve pieces of history in the Department of Entomology. From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today, and I'm Samantha Bennett. When students from the Pocono Entomology Club celebrated the organization's centennial year, they wanted to do something special. Club president and graduate student Cameron Osborne shares more on the historic C.V. Riley prints they hope to preserve.
C.V. Riley was a pretty famous entomologist. He died in 1895, and at his death, his wife donated many of his artistic works to Kansas State, where he guest lectured for a little while. And our club here at Kansas State celebrated our 100th anniversary, and we were founded in 1921, and so we decided to do something special for our centennial year. And we took a look at these prints and said they can use a little more care. We decided to launch an initiative to help fund their restoration and preservation. And that's what we've been working on for the past year or so. We've done some fundraising, and we continue to do fundraising towards a small goal. And we're developing some fun stuff on the side, such as a coloring book that is going to be set to launch later this semester.
Graduate student Molly Toth describes the irony of the prints themselves.
Fun little irony to it also, because the prints, it's all silk, which is produced by insects. And then it's printed with oak gall ink, which is from wasps, and it eats through the silk. And these prints are displaying insects. So insects eating insects to display insects.
Another graduate student, Victoria Pickens, joins in on the conversation to comment on the sheer size of the historical prints.
And I know for me, I underestimated the sheer size of these prints. So whenever people were describing them, you know, it's just a drawing. So most of the time we think of drawings as maybe like size of a sheet of paper. But these drawings are massive. They're covering like whole table lengths. And I don't remember how big.
Six feet by 4 feet. Some of them can even be a little bigger. It's crazy.
Yeah, the amount of detail and intricacy in some of these drawings. And I know a lot of entomologists have used these prints, the digital copies at least, to be able to help with classifications later on too. So it's pretty amazing.
Yeah, there's no years on these, so we estimate them to be from around 1860 was our closest estimate. The colors have held up really well, which is really exciting to see. But we do have some water damage and small tears that would be perfect for preservationists to come in and mend those.
Once again, those were graduate students Cameron Osborne, Molly Toth, and Victoria Pickens sharing the Pocono Entomology Club's efforts to preserve historic prints dating back to the 1800s. From famous entomologist C.V. Riley, you can help support these students in their efforts by going to popenoe.org and clicking the tab Riley at the top of their website. I'm Samantha Bennett, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
KNDY.
classic country stations in America and still going strong. 1570 and 94.1 FM KNDY and K231AX Marysville.